Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you. That was a very sweet song to start with. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Welcome to everybody, all of our family listening here now, and those who will listen to the archive. We are always one together. Today is Sunday, February 21st. So let's join together in our family circle by bringing our conscious awareness to our individual pillars of light. Light up the diamonds in your mind, in your heart, and in your solar plexus. And then reach with your beautiful light and ground deeply into the crystal core of the heart of Mother Terra. And don't let go. Feel her love coming up through your pillar and showering you. Reach up through your heart crown and grab hands with Mother and Father God, who are waiting to shower us with their honey love, adoring us and hugging us always. Expand your light and your energy and connect with all around the world, with our company and our family in the higher dimensions. And we are one. Welcome, everyone. Today's program is entitled, The Council Requests Your Participation. And the Council and the Company of Heaven ask for our participation at every level. And we'll hear more about that today. And we also read about it in the last edition of the New Earth Times newsletter when we were asked, cast our vote. And we're going to talk more about that today. We will also be given further tools to support and how to accomplish this crucial part in bringing about the freedom and the prosperity programs for Earth. We'll hear more about Christine's job as transmuter and how we can help and what that feels like. You can connect with us here always weekly on our Blog Talk Radio program. You can also join us on our website, whoneedslight.org. You can also sign up there to receive your newsletter, the New Earth Times, directly in your email. Just hit the sign up button and give us your email address. Our Facebook page, Who Needs Light, and Wisdom Within -Meg Davis, both ways to reach us. And before we talk more about voting and read some of your wonderful responses to Catherine and Christine, let's welcome them and bring them in part of our family. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Meg.
Hello.
Christine just waved hello. Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's a big day. Well,
indeed.
Thank you for building our pillar with us and for your nice introduction. But I want to tell everybody about what we talked about this morning. Meg had an experience that she called to tell us about, and I just want you to share it, Meg, with everyone, because it was such, it was such a symbol of what we're all experiencing and heading toward. And here's Meg on the forefront, and she got it this morning, first thing. So, Meg, please tell us about your amazing experience this morning, if you could.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I'm happy to. As Catherine said, I just had to call her and tell her. It was just such a fun feeling, and I know I am not the only one. Wow, I really just sounded Southern. But I know I am not
Love
the
it.
Only one out there who's feeling this. So I know this is a shared experience with many people, not just me. So this morning, I have 5 animals at my sweet farm. And normally, we sort of are super chill on the weekends and wake up and have our coffee and pet each other and roll over a second time in our beds. But this morning, the puppies were having none of it. And they were bouncing around the room. So I'm like, okay, let's go outside. So we go outside in what I call walking the back 40. So I live on a farm, so we just roam around on the lands and run around together. And it was just so peaceful, so incredibly peaceful this morning. And it just drew me into my heart very quickly. And I was walking through the backyard, and the animals were doing their fun thing. And all of a sudden, in the backyard, hundreds of birds came and lit in the trees that are just budding down here in the south. Hundreds, and started making the most beautiful music I've ever heard. And I could almost hear each individual one. They were all just singing their little hearts out. And the next thing I know, I heard, oh, we have a quorum. And I went, a quorum? That means a vote. So I said, okay, let's open up our pillar here over the house and the farm, and let's talk to the council. Just like the birds were telling me what to do. So I sat down in the backyard, and I went, council, I believe we have an audience here who would like to vote. And they just kept going and singing and singing. And the council was listening. The next thing, here are cardinals, here are blue jays, here are bluebirds, all running around the backyard. Next thing I know, all my pets come and circle around me, and they're all sitting there. And I heard my pet say, we vote for all the pets around the world. We vote for every dog who's homeless. We vote for every kitty. We vote for everybody who doesn't have a home. We vote. And I heard the cats. We vote for all the cats around the planet. It was really quite moving. And then I hear the cows moo in the fields. And they're voting for all the animals who have yet to experience their freedom. We vote now. And then the wild turkeys. I could hear in the distance. It just kept getting more. And I was just in awe. Just in awe. And we sat there and we just voted. And I heard their singing. And then we walked to the town. I hooked up the leashes and we just took a walk in the small town. And it felt like everything, all of life was voting. The daffodils we have here, the dandelions, the forsythia, all with their beautiful yellow, were voting. I walked through the town. The church bells were voting. The wind felt like it was voting. It was so extraordinary that life itself, Mother Terra, was voting, and all the kingdoms. It was exhilarating, and I just sat and just witnessed this beautiful yes on the whole planet, and not even a yes from moving away from suffering, not even a yes of we're so tired of the pain. It was this, yes, we are one. Yes, we are together. Yes, we have a community. And we have each other's backs, and we have each other's hearts, and we can make this happen together. The plants, the flowers, the wind, the birds, the animals. Extraordinary. So we are all voting, and I know all of you out there in your own way heard the same thing in some special way, and it is I just knew it was a special time. I know this is a special time, and I'm so excited for this call to hear from the council, and I know they heard. So we celebrate. Thanks.
Oh, that was lovely, Meg. And Christine reminds me that when you feel that from the animals, it's possible for them to say, "I vote for all my kind," because they are a soul group. And so an animal can communicate with its soul group and then transmit the feelings of the soul group. And you were hearing, yes, we are all joyful about this. Yes, we welcome the new world. Yes, we're already there. That's what they're saying. We're already here. So they're inviting us to be already here, too. That was beautiful. Thank you. I love the way you paint the picture. I could almost feel like I was there with you, seeing the daffodils and wow, all the dandelions. And you have said that yellow is the color of our solar plexus chakra. Or that it reminds you of the solar plexus chakra, where we all will this joy and feel this uplifting. So it's a beautiful image. The world coming to life. Thank you. So I didn't mean to cut you off. I think, did you get to the end of your story?
I did. And, of course, we have a couple of others who have emailed you in their voting. So you just let me know if you want to mention some wonderful fellow family members who are voting.
Yeah, you'll just use first names. So we should really, in case there are people on the call who don't know what we're voting for, probably fill in a little bit, and then it'll unfold as we continue the call. There will be much more information. Our last newsletter was all about this. How the council has expressed their wish to be in even closer cooperation and communication with all of us, and that they want everyone to express their feelings and their wishes, because that's how we make it happen. That's how the magic is created, when minds and hearts join with the intention of creation. And they asked us, we asked specifically that the first phases of the RV be completed this month, because all of us have longed and yearned for this and worked so hard to help it come through and feel the crescendo and the expectation and the exhilaration around knowing it's happening. And we're getting so much information from the intel people who've studied this for years, and they're saying they feel it, it's here. And so we went to the council to say, please don't let it lapse over into more weeks or even days. It will be very hard for all of us on the ground. And they responded by saying, we want to talk with you. We want to join with you. We want to hear from you, and we want you to vote. We want everyone to vote in their hearts, to call on us, to talk with us, tell us their wishes, tell us their feelings, because that's part of the process, not only because they need our vote, but because it's an integral part of the process, that our wishes and our heartfelt desires are part of what happens. So they wanted to underline that, and they wanted to remind us that they need our participation. Every single one of us, they want to hear the song of our hearts. And so we've been, the next newsletter was about that, the one that just came out. And we're we were told today to continue this process and to ask everyone on the call to join in, to represent the feelings, the thoughts, the eagerness that they have felt all along, and to say, now they've presented us with how difficult this is, how much there is rolling out. And we explained that in the newsletter and in the messages, message from Sananda and Michael. And that if you haven't already read the last newsletter, which was number 54, I think, yeah. There's a wonderful, very helpful description from Michael about transmuting and how everyone can join in, because that's a major part of what is bringing in our new world. So if you haven't already read it, please go there and read the messages from Sananda and Michael and the others that come with it that really enforce and reiterate and uplift even more the message that's coming through to everyone right now. And that is, we are here and we are creating it moment by moment. And so they presented us with the a picture as much as they could of all the things that are simultaneously being created on the planet. Most of it still a little bit behind the scenes, some of it a lot behind the scenes, but it's all being, it has all been put into place and ready to roll. So their question to us was, given everything we've told you and how difficult it is and what little bits there may be left to clean up or deal with after we release the RV, are you, what would you vote now? Do you want it to happen this month? And if there's something left that still needs to be done, are you with us? And is that okay? And people wrote back and they gave these really thoughtful and beautiful descriptions of how they thought about their vote and how they came to the feelings that they expressed. And so I asked Meg to read a few of those excerpts because it really reflected to me just how expansive people's thinking has become and how it felt natural to so many people to take the whole picture into account and to immediately go to think about what is in the greater good. And so I want you to read a few of those, Meg, if you would, mm-hmm. because I know it reflects the feelings of so many people. Are you there, Meg?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
this
I know this was
from...
a hard job. There was so much, but if you... Just pick
that
a few.
I was very moved. I just really enjoyed, and for all the people that write, you know, there's 100 people who are doing this, you know, thousands. So this mm-hmm. is just a handful of all of you who are a family. This is from Teresa. My first reaction to reading the newsletter was, of course, yes, now, exclamation point. Then I realized this was from my own needs and desires. I am quiet now, thoughtful and feeling what is best. It is now truly for all of mankind. I think the effect of another delay would energetically set us back further than any more safety and caution that could come and benefit us. With tears in my eyes, I can declare with my entire being, it is time. Let there be peace and prosperity for all, and let it begin with me, with much love for you all. That was very moving. Here's another one from Renata. My dear Catherine, Christine, and family of light, I agree that everything should go now by the end of the month, not just for my highest good, but for the highest good of all. Bless you for all the work that you do. Peace and light. Here was a special one from a listener in Argentina, and I shortened it. It was very interesting. this has to happen, this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Argentina to get off the ground. Obama goes to Cuba for the first time since 1959 when my father was involved, et cetera, with the embassy. And then Obama flies here to Buenos Aires. Too strong, too important, such a sign. I just want to let you all know, all my love and always will be with you, and I vote go. Here's another listener from New Mexico. I vote for waiting no longer than the end of the month, and I want to ensure in my heart a thorough and safe outcome for all. We are ready. And then here's one more. I am ready, willing, and able to do whatever it takes to allow this first step toward freedom for all. With much gratitude and love, let's welcome the first step toward freedom and ride the waves for the next step to unfold for universal love and consciousness. I am ready to help all adjust to this delightful shift in total service with love, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness. I vote bring it on. All our love, Beth. And there are more, but that's a wonderful flavor of how you all are going in your hearts and responding. Thank you.
Mm. I can feel the resonance of just such deep care. It's very moving to hear from people. And thank you for those who wrote and for those who are here with us today to cast your vote. I mean, we're using it as the image of a vote, but it's way more than that. It's expanding your heart. It's saying yes to the new world that's coming. So it's not just about the RV. It's about all of it. And declaring we are ready for all of it. And even if others are not, we'll help them. So Christine is here. I know she's had a really rough night, so we're asking her to talk with us and channel and so on. But part of what we talked about yesterday is that perhaps it would help people to know what we've really been doing here and what it looks like and what it feels like. And we've been talking about transmuting now for a couple of weeks. And I guess it would be really helpful if people could feel and see and be with us and know really what that means. So are you still up for this, Christine? I told her I would interview her so she can talk to us about what this project has been and the purpose of it. Because just the word transmuting doesn't really capture what that means and what it means to the whole project. So this is why they started to explain in Sananda's message. He talked about how the waves of light from Mother and Father that are flowing across the planet are dislodging the toxins and the poisons and the dark energies that have been on the planet. And this is not just symbolic, it's real. The real energies of fracking are being released. And Christine coughs, as you can probably hear her now, quite a lot these days, because she's literally choking on the energies that she's transmuting. Now, I want to underline, we signed up for this. We are aware of what we're doing here. We haven't talked about the details because it's kind of a little gruesome at times, but we are fully and thankfully and gratefully aware that this is our job and that it matters, and we have also reiterated daily, yes, we see it. We know what this is. We're willing to take more. And every time, so the result of asking to have this vote and people saying yes now, Christine was hit in the last couple days with just waves of toxic energy. And we said, okay, we said yes. We said we want to go faster. And so going faster meant process more. And what Christine and the transmuting team, we're just using her as the example. There are light workers all over the planet doing this. What she's experiencing is like a toxic cocktail that she's absorbing into her body, processing, and sending to the light. And there are teams and teams of angels who help to remove the energies and take them to the light to be reprocessed into the universal energy. So this is not a meditation. It's not a symbolic activity. It is literal. So I'm giving this little introduction so that you'll understand that Christine is, at this point, deathly ill. She's not going to die because mother and father have her in their arms, and they've promised that she will recover, she'll be fine. But in the meantime, it is like she is wading shoulder deep in all the toxins that have been produced on planet Earth in the last 1,000 years. And they are coming to the surface, and she and others are in this pool of toxic energy, transmuting it. Now, I'm going to ask her to explain to you what transmuting really means. What is she doing? And see if you can recognize, feel what she's describing. And those of you who are on the transmuting team or who are just realizing that you're on the transmuting, know that we're together in this, that we're all working together. And hopefully this a little instruction and clarity about what the transmuters are doing now will help us to all help them. And part of my job is to hold the light, to hold on, as she says, hold on to her tail feathers, and to keep anchoring in Tara, who is suffering terribly, and to just keep going until we've done enough to release this toxins so that the light can really flourish on the surface. So Christine's here. She's going to begin to tell you about what it feels like, how she does it, so that you can have a better feeling about how we can all help out. Okay.
Ooh, thanks, Catherine. That was an amazing opening explanation. It really was accurate and full of understanding and compassion, because I promise you, it's not easy to be by me right now. Hi, everybody. First of all, I reach right out to the transmuting team. I'm going to speak in plain language to everyone, of course, right away, but very first thing, I look out across countless times a day, and I see you there. I know you're there. I see you. I know what you're facing. I know what you're doing. And I'm with you. We're all with you. We're a team. We can do this. Many of you have been doing it full on since the harmonic convergence. Others, since the moment you were born, it's been that full on. It comes out looking like anything, physical illness, emotional upset, physical life challenges from anything from keeping a job, getting a job, family relationships, personal relationships. It can be any of that and all of the above. Those are all sources. Now, when they happen in an extraordinary amount, it is not something that the person is lacking in their character, their spiritual path, or their being. It's the sure sign of a transmuter. So,
thank you for that.
I want you to reiterate that, really. Because a lot of people think, oh, I'm so sick, I must be weak, or there must be something wrong with me, or what am I not doing right? It's that you're transmuting. And I can tell you, no one looks sicker than Christine right now.
It's true. Yeah. So first, I just, team, we trained for this for 1,000 years. We know each other very well. And you just, whether you're just realizing with relief right this moment that we're speaking to you, or whether you've known it for a long time, it doesn't matter, because the intensity of your job has been the same, whether you've known it or not. You know deep in your heart, the load you've pulled has been big. And we all thank you. And right now, everybody just take hands and hold hearts. And everybody else, all you light bearers, like Catherine, you gather around. And let's just flood this team with the support that they are not alone and they are appreciated. Because I tell you, we are at the apex of the difficulty right now, all of us. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about transmuting. Everyone on the planet, including the Cabal, is transmuting right now. The Cabal listens to our calls, so we've stopped pretending we don't address them as well. That coy little cat and mouse game can go by the wayside because we don't need it, because we love them and we understand that they have been through a lot in their own right, and that now is just the time of healing has begun. The era of restoration is underway. So everyone on the planet is transmuting right now, because part of what we do is we make an agreement to come to this low-density schoolhouse, and we have a bunch of experiences that are shocking, that hurt, that cause fear, shame, embarrassment, stress, and anger, sadness, just plain old being uncomfortable in our skin. And then those experiences become energetically lodged as that denser energy in our bodies, our emotional bodies, our physical bodies, our mental bodies, as thoughts that we come to view as truth. And so all of that must be released by us. That is transmuting. That's how we release it. Now, everyone, every incarnated soul, even if that soul has been through so much difficulty that their heart flame just feels like an ember, it doesn't matter. Their soul is made from the substance of the pure love and light of our mother and father. That all that heaped on top of it is just experience. They are created by mother and father and have a soul and have a heart flame. They are transmuting. So we all have this in common. And it means we can show up for each other with tremendous compassion and humor and patience. I'm thinking of all the things Catherine is showing me this day. It's a long list of good things she's having done.
I'm painting the wagon. I'm painting the wagon that Christine is pulling.
And I keep looking at the wagon going, that is a perfect color. No, we're all pulling the wagon is exactly what I'm getting across to you. And, yeah, the light bearers, you know, it doesn't matter what the job title looks like. We're all flat out going for it now on surface Earth. So when I speak directly, specifically to the transmuters, it's to lighten their hearts so that they recognize at this time I promised I would speak out to them. and that something would flicker in their hearts and remember if they hadn't yet, so that they could be uplifted, soothed, brought in to know that they are not alone and that what they are doing is not only valid, it's vital, so that they could be held and comforted and have someone to say, oh, I knew somehow, but I didn't even have words, or I've always known, but I've still been alone. Whatever the range of understanding is irrelevant to the performance of the job. Now, let's go back to the nuts and bolts of transmuting. All right, everyone's transmuting. What does that mean? How do we transmute? Well, I'm head of the team, and I only know one way. And it is not glamorous. The one and only way I know of to transmute is the willingness in spirit and the decision in thought and the intention of being to look at everything that is within me and arises within me that is not pure love, peace, joy, ease, grace, patience, wonder. If it is not the essence of who I and we truly are, it is within me to be experienced, felt, transmuted, released, transformed. That is transmutation. So what it looks like in a moment-to-moment basis, it can be something that we would consider as offhand as you're waiting in line at the grocery store and the checkout person seems to be in slow motion and is bumbling. And instead of deciding, you feel impatience. You feel the world, your life, your own schedule pressing in on you. You feel your own exhaustion. But instead of putting that out, you dig a little deeper, you notice that was your reaction, and you're even a little, wonder why I know I'm busy, but that's not who I am. And you decide instead just to be patient, or even crack a joke. That's transmutation. So it can be something as simple as that easy choice in your day. And it can range all the way up to what the team, I'll use myself as an example, is doing right now. Where right now, 24 hours a day, including I have a part of my consciousness awake as I, well, let's not get crazy and call it sleep. Let's call it snoozing occasionally. But I still have a part of me that's conscious right as I snooze. And that part of me is continuously seeing what arises in me that can be used, that can be felt, understood, seen, and transmuted, transformed back into light.
You can use me as an example.
Oh.
We're doing this together.
Yes. So that's it. Transmuting is not glamorous. I will repeat that. To do it around the clock means I'll give you a piece of my inner dialogue, okay? So as Catherine was getting ready to put me on the phone, I was in a panic because I'm so sick. And I was like, Michael, Sananda, I thought you guys were going to help me out here. I'm going to get handed the phone in a few seconds. And I'm going to barf on the receiver. And I'm super upset, and this does feel so bad. And so my inner dialogue looks like this. Wow, why would I panic? Okay, what part of me is in panic? All right, now, every single time, right now, constantly, I go down into the earth, and I meet Tara's consciousness. I feel the earth reaching with her true consciousness to meet me, and she does every single time. Simultaneously, I do open up and I reach for mother and father. I don't have to reach far or anywhere because their love pours down on me immediately. So I'm constantly doing that first, and that is the most important thing to do when we transmute. Then I just hold these thoughts, and I see the parade of them, and I'm a little curious. Where do they come from? What is that thought about panic? Is that mine? Is that? And I'm just willing to see it, if need be, to feel it. Sometimes it's just like burping up an old nasty dinner, and it's gone. Other times I need to kind of deeply feel it. Intuitively, we perfectly know what we need to face. Now, I know the trick of tricks. The more I don't want to face something, the more I turn squarely into it. That is what makes me a super transmuter. Even if I don't want to, I am always turning squarely into it. In fact, the more I don't want to, the more I feel shame, the more I feel resistance, the faster I turn squarely into it. And I'm willing to feel those uncomfortable feelings to understand what's at the root of it. There are moments where it feels endless. Like, am I an endless black hole of harsh experiences and memories and resulting personality gunk? But in a deeper place in me, I know the truth. And I'm fortunate. I know that I'm on this team and that I signed up to clear out all I could for my ascension and to fulfill my job as best I could. Now, there's all kinds of things in place to help us out. The Company of Heaven, the angels that Catherine mentioned, they line up. They come to me with all kinds of different things to make me laugh. They come with buckets to carry my disqualified energy away as I release it. They come with brooms. They come, they just try to make me giggle because I can see them. And they come for you, whether you can see them or not, when you call them. Come help me, guys. Help me clear some of this energy. I'm willing to feel it. I'm willing to see it. What is that resistance I have inside that I think it's someone outside of me? I think it's Catherine doing something instead of some unhealed little bit in me. Also, Mother and Father have put in place generous, generous dispensations that we do not have to do this all. Thank goodness. Thank you, Mother and Father. So even just our effort to attempt it kicks these dispensations into high gear, and we are met with more tenderness and support and help. Even if we can't feel it, because to be genuinely transmuting is to be in an uncomfortable state. I'm not going to kid you. At this time, it won't always be so. Now, many light bearers, or many times we ourselves, can transmute using things, beautiful tools we're given from like Saint Germain, like the violet fire. I use it constantly. And it is possible to transmute in a state of joy. But the specific work I'm talking about right now with the teams, that we are clearing more than our own energies. Now remember, when I say that, the only way to clear more than our own energies is to do it through the mechanism of facing our own inner low-density stuff. There's no skipping around that and going straight to transmuting for the planet. It doesn't work that way, at least. No, it just doesn't. However, you may be a different type of job that you have. You may be a light bearer that you burn, transmute huge amounts sitting in total joy in the violet fire. Thank you. Your job matters just as much, and you prepared just as long. Thank you so much for your contribution. We're all doing this together. So there's as many ways to transmute as there are all of us. I'm giving you the specifics so that I can reach out to the team that's really feeling it in a tough way. Now I'm going to give the phone to the talking stick to Catherine for a minute.
Mm-hmm. I just want to add something so that people really understand what you're describing here. So what Christine is describing is that everything she transmutes connects with some feeling or thought or experience in herself. Now, we might need a little explanation about that. So how is it that she's wading through the toxic waste of fracking, for instance, and feeling it? So we talked about this yesterday. I was thinking, oh, well, there's just all this nasty pesticides and stuff, and we have to transmute what? The pesticides? No. The intention that came with the pesticides, the intention that came with the fracking and the toxins that were poured into the earth, that were human thoughts, human feelings of either disregard or rage or denial, right? Denial is huge. Well, I'll only put these pesticides on the ground to get rid of certain insects, and that's okay because they're not good. Or the denial that goes with all of this is what has created it. So what Christine is describing is not just that she's transmuting the toxic fumes, which she is, literally, but also the feelings, the human feelings and intentions that went with it. And that's the connection. That's how you find it in yourself. Because every one of us has had that feeling, oh, I don't want to look at this. I didn't do that. Somebody else did that. So when you find the horror in yourself, that's how you can transmute it. When you feel the pain in yourself from looking at these things, that's how you can transmute it. So there is an absolute connection to all of us. And this is what is so important for us to realize now. It's not just that we're all responsible for each other, which of course we are, but that every one of us has felt these things. And that's what makes it possible for us to transmute it. That we have participated, we've felt it, we've known it, we've experienced it, and we've done these things, some thoughtless actions or some things we regret, or we walked away and said, I can't look at that, it's too huge. Those are the things that we're transmuting now, because it's not too huge. We can do it one piece at a time, one feeling at a time. And each of us doing that is what clears it away. So I hope I've helped with the picture of seeing exactly what it is that you're transmuting. Okay? Do you want to add anything?
Thanks, Catherine. And thanks, everybody. I can feel your love and support just flowing in right now. And it makes all the difference. All the difference. Yeah, there's a momentum that builds when we consciously transmute. So what Michael was saying in his message yesterday in the New Earth Times is the more consciously you say, yes, I want to do this more, the more consciously we say, I'm going to do this more, I'm going to look at what's within me that isn't easy, joyful love and peace. And as each thing comes up, I'm going to face it, feel it, release it. The more consciously we're willing to do that, that we just turn straight into it, first of all, the more it'll come. That is the process of ascension. And a momentum builds. So I've been consciously doing it since I was born, literally. So I would notice when I cried in the crib. I had enough consciousness to notice the results of when I cried. And I noticed when I would get picked up. I noticed when I would get food. I noticed I would be furious when I was wet. I have memories of that. So that was the beginnings of my conscious transmuting, noticing the results of my actions. So momentum builds up, And anyone who even joins in more consciously right now, the momentum can build so quickly with the beautiful light that Mother and Father are providing for us. Intention is everything. It's enough. Connect with Earth, connect with Mother and Father, and your intention. And you can say, please, as gracefully as possible. So for me, a momentum is built up over consciously doing this my lifetime. And so I'm in a permanent state of doing it right now. This is the time it's called for. So I don't know that the fracking energies are going to come. That's just what's been coming the last 2 days when we went to the council. And by the way, when I went to the council, I said it is in the highest good of all that the programs are released to the light workers by the end of February. And we will, that means we will work it out for everyone to be uplifted and supported. Have this thing go. And there was personal desperation in there, I promise you, because I can't imagine doing it right now till the end of February, much less till tonight. So I realized I was doing that, and I also meant it. I meant it for us all. And with that vote, too, you know, I see you out there, some of you. Some of you, the vote can be gentle for you. It doesn't mean you have to know the programs are real. It's not perhaps your job to carry that the programs are real. For you, your vote can maybe just be relaxing enough inside to go, well, maybe they're real. Maybe this goodness is possible. That is enough of a monumental shift to allow goodness to flow. Just even saying, I'm willing to relax my position that I can't imagine how these programs could be true. And shifting enough to say, I will find the place in me where even though I can't see myself because of the life I've been through, how this could be true, I do believe it is, well, possible. It's just possible. That's enough. In fact, that's Herculean. So I hope that's transmuting as well, by the way. Being willing to take the beliefs we have as truth and look at them. Because truth can stand scrutiny, I promise. Okay. Now remember also, everything is a frequency. So for example, how does the fracking come to me? Well, my skin burns from the inside and out. I vomit a lot. I have terrible, terrible, well, we'll call it the runs. I just realize that I'm experiencing the frequencies that make up the entire experience of fracking. And within that is a culmination of some of the worst human experiences that we've all built up to. How we've hurt our dear Mother Earth, how we've hurt ourselves, all of the emotions that have to go into allowing us to collectively allow such actions. And then I just stand in there and I look at where I have contributed inside myself in ways I can't even understand. And I'm just willing to see and imagine how that could be. And then I just give it to Mother. I give it to Father. And during these long sessions, Company of Heaven usually isn't joined with me in the way that is so joyful and blissful. I'm working because it's a very genuine thing we do when we transmute, isn't it? It's all about raising ourselves up. Okay. Meg, do you have any questions or comments about this as we're going now? That's a pretty detailed explanation.
I'm on my fourth page of taking notes, and then it's just hitting. I can feel everybody so connected to this. And as you're speaking, it highlights the energies of all this is highlighting for me. It's like a chalkboard here, 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 go here, go here, go here. It's really helpful because it's like a spotlight is being shown in my own life, areas of transmutation. And I think everybody is receiving that download, upload as well. So it's wonderfully helpful. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Michael's here. He wants me to read his transmuting tips that he put in the paper yesterday. Oh, no, he says he's going to read them because he is going to emanate them out to each and every one on the wings of his heart so that they are infused into us at an even more meaningful level. So Archangel Michael's 10 transmuting tips, and here's Archangel Michael. Ooh, hello, family. Hello. As I said in my message, newly deputized to the forefront transmuters. I have badges and shiny doodads for all of you. And you just wait, you transmuting team. We have so many surprises.
This one, too.
Oh, yes. Here's a lead transmuter now coming to see me. It's our little Che, who shudders and shakes as he valiantly goes in again and again to help Christine. Christine doesn't often want him to stay, but he insists. And he shakes and he loves her. And he joins with her so that he can both comfort her and help her with the energies. The cats, too, they both take turns coming to lay on her belly and help smooth her energies and help off-gas some of what she's processing. It is definitely a family affair around here, this transmuting that's going on at the moment. Here are my tips, my 10 tips.
Describe what he's doing.
Che has climbed in between the computer and Christine and me and has kaplunked and is ready to begin again. Number one, realize you are already transmuting heavy energies into light. Every single one of you. As Christine said, every person on the face of the planet is transmuting at this time. Every time you choose to be kind, patient, tolerant, or peaceful in the face of adversity, you are transmuting. This is a natural process, and you are already a pro. And it may show up in you in so many different ways, as we've mentioned. It can be physical. You can actually be sick or just feel exhausted. It is a mix, of course. And it is a direct major contribution to what is called ascension symptoms, because it is the off-gassing of these denser energies as they work their way out through your bodies, demanding to be seen, held, heard, felt, smelled, and transformed. Number two, go within and go straight for it. If you can train yourself to every time you feel a tightness or you feel a moment, you turn into it and you say, what does this uncomfortable moment hold for me? You will be a transmuter among transmuters. Your own ascension will take off like a rocket. And you will find your life filled with a different kind of peace. The more something makes you feel tight, uncomfortable, embarrassed, upset, stressed, afraid, angered, indignant, righteous, entitled, impatient, frustrated, and so on. Rally your inner battle cry of the light. Aha! Here is a super chance for me to transmute. And I say this to you as your brother. Skip all other responses. Those are just the delays you've put in to not deal with what you just need to go ahead and face within. I say it with tenderness and humor, but it's the truth. Number three, with curiosity and tenacity, investigate, feel, release, and relax. understand that it is your job to see, feel, and transform all your earth experiences, feelings, and energies, all of them that are within you that are not pure joy. Your nature is pure joy. So anything that doesn't measure up to that is something within you that it's time to go ahead and let be transformed back into the sea of light. Number four, be honest with yourself. Now, this doesn't mean, Christine jokes with me about this a lot, this doesn't mean I'm honest with myself that that other person is really bothering me. And then she laughs, and then she dives right in, knowing already before she tells me that old joke she tells me all the time, that if it's bothering her, it's because it is pushing on something within her that still needs to be healed. Number five, laugh a lot. This is the fastest form of transmutation. And with that, I am going to throw in here my brother Saint Germain's Violet Fire. Sit in it, drink it, bathe in it, sleep in it, awake to it, invoke it. It is a living consciousness, a sacred fire that will burn away everything that is not the truth of who you are. Number six, ask for help. We are awaiting your request. We long to hold you close as you face the buried aches and pains within. Of course, we cannot do it for you. You wouldn't want that. You have made us promise, as when we incarnate, we make you promise not to interfere. This is our great work when we come, each and every one of us, to face these nuggets of experiences and the repercussions they've had in our being. This is our spiritual work, and it is sacred and dear to all of us. However, it does matter when you invite us close and let us in and let us hold you, and you feel our love and cheers. Christine can testify, it doesn't always relieve the immensity, the intensity, the burden of the job. But it matters completely to know that you are loved. There are teams of angels waiting to carry out the dispensations from Mother and Father for every choice you make to transmute, to transform the pain that's within you. The angels may carry a significant percentage away to be healed on your behalf. Number seven, the more consciously you intend to transmute your own deep-seated, dense memories, feelings, experiences, and energies, the more you will accomplish on a personal and on a grand scale. In other words, the more you embrace that you are transmuting, that this is ascension, the more you will not only accomplish it for yourself, but automatically you will go into a wider and wider stance where you also accomplish it for your earth. Number eight, focus on the light. It is so tempting to focus on all the stuff that comes up. Don't get caught in an old story, an old belief. There's no need for that anymore. Feel it, see it, have humor and gentleness with it, release it, and it will transform before your eyes. Don't focus on the validity of it or the importance of it or why you need to hang on to it and polish it some more. Number nine, always, always connect to the heart of Terra, our Mother Earth, and to the love and consciousness of our Mother and Father God. This is the most important step of your transmutation, besides the willingness and self-honesty to even begin. And number 10, know that your efforts to consciously transmute heavy energies into light through honesty and love is a brave and powerful act that contributes tremendously to your own ascension and provides indescribable service to your reality. Please now, all of you, receive our love, our support, our admiration, our tenderness. Even as we are speaking together, being together now, and you are all engaging in a bigger effort, we land the prosperity programs together across this rainbow bridge that is so bright and steady. This is how you can help the most at this moment. Light bearers, of course, you all are light bearers, as you all are transmuting, but some of you have the job of holding the light so brightly and steady. More than ever, now is the moment. Yes, it all changes when the prosperity programs come up through the level of the light workers in the outer reality. Yes, this is a tremendous milestone, and you will see great differences from the moment on. Everyone, dive in. We are with you. I am your brother, Michael, loving you all.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Wow, thank you. I have a question for Michael. Whether this would be a good time for me to talk about my experience this week with transmuting something.
It's up to you.
Up to me. All righty. Well, I want to describe it, but I also don't want to take too long telling my life story. You know, maybe, what? Tell me.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I think this would help everyone because there is a nugget in what I experienced this week that I think is the human story. So I'll explain what I experienced and how it came up. Of course, I'm a psychologist, spent 30 years in therapy with my dear mentor and friend, Sanat. And he used to say, the feelings, the atmosphere that we carry with us comes with mother's milk or with the people who care for you. And it's the essence of their energy that we absorb. So, of course, I worked with lots of people and myself to eliminate those things in myself. And thought I had done a pretty good job, but there was still a moment that I would hit at times when I felt I was under attack. And I remember hearing, maybe Sananda had said it, when you are completely free, you will understand that you are never under attack. And I remember trying to get my head around that one and trying to process it. And then this week, I hit the wall because Christine was in a really bad way and it kind of scared me. And I realized that, and at the same time, I'm experiencing these ascension symptoms, which are that I can't remember anything from 1 minute to the next. Like, did I fill the water glass and bring it in, or am I supposed to do that now? Did I, when I went to the market, didn't I buy those things I thought I bought? I mean, it was so basic. I could not remember things from 1 minute to the next, and it started to scare me. And I remember getting going into this state where, you know, Christine would say, no, you actually said this. And I went, no, I wouldn't say that. Even if I didn't remember, I wouldn't say that because I don't feel that. That's not who I am. And then I felt myself going into this place where I would sort of freeze. And I kept thinking, well, I'm upset. I'm feeling crazy. What do you do? I have to have a way to manage it if I feel like I'm being attacked or if I feel like I'm going to discover something about myself that I'll be ashamed of. So I have to go back 3 steps, you know, and if I see it coming, I have to have some way of protecting myself. And I heard myself saying this, but I have to be able to protect myself. And then I kept thinking about that. Well, no, I am never under attack. And even if there was somebody standing in front of me with a knife and they were going to stab me in the heart, I'm not under attack. I will survive it no matter what. So therefore, I can't be attacked, really. So whatever is coming my way, it's to help me to look at something. And then I would go, yes, but how do you live without having some response? You know? And I was realizing that my response came from the first moments, maybe even before birth, where I was truly was under attack as a child and for many years. So I developed this strategy that was really a reflection of what my mother did, which was to just turn cold. And it wasn't that I turned cold in my heart. I didn't feel cold. I just sort of went blank. And inside I'd be thinking, okay, what should I do now? I want to stay loving. I want to be kind. I don't want to do something unfriendly right now. And all that's going on inside. Meanwhile, outside, the person is looking at me going, what? I look like I just went cold. And I couldn't understand that because I didn't feel that. I didn't feel it on the inside. And as Christine and Michael and Sananda were trying to hold my hand and describe it to me, I went, oh my God, I see it. I feel my mother's presence when it happens. And I get it. I was just thinking that I have to have some response if I'm attacked. And this seemed to work. It's what I know. And I realized I had been seeing it everywhere I looked. There was a movie I was watching, and the woman in the movie would like just... someone would ask her a question or make a comment, and she would just sit there and maybe give a meaningful look, but not respond. And I kept going, why doesn't she say something? Why doesn't she respond? And I realized that's what I was doing. So I mostly wasn't even acknowledging what was going on from the other poor person's point of view. And then I would feel myself go, yeah, but I didn't feel angry at you. I'm not attacking you, or I'm just protecting myself. And every time I said that, I went, oh, wait, I don't need to protect myself. I don't have to have a strategy because I really cannot be attacked. Christine has her fist in the air.
Removing the shadow government within.
Oh, brilliant. Yes. Sananda called it removing the shadow government within. And when he said that, I went, oh, my God, I get it. What I'm transmuting right now is true for everybody. We've all had to create some kind of shadow government inside ourselves. to try to feel whole, to try to feel okay when things were really, really hard. And I had acknowledged that. I knew I had developed strategies because things really were hard, but the were is what really matters now. Once you acknowledge that you cannot be attacked, then it's like everything dropped away. And I went to bed for, well, it felt like 2 days, but I think it was actually about 12 hours. And I was just feeling like our little cat, Firefly, who came to us as a new soul in the body that was here before. And I felt like, I know what Firefly feels like. It's like I have this body, but I'm a new soul, completely without any of the old, what I used to call, protection. And it just felt like a great relief. It took me a little while to get my balance or even to be able to walk and talk, but it was just a fabulous relief. And I just kept thanking Christine and Michael and Sananda that they were so patient with me and kept, boy, did they push. Oh, boy, did they push me. And when I got it, it was just like the sky opened up and I went, well, of course, this is who I am. I don't need to spend 1 second where I'm not responding to something or where I feel this. It was so subtle and it was so deep that I wouldn't have even called it fear, but it really was fear. It was, I'm going to be attacked. I'm being attacked. Yes, I really am, and I have to protect myself. Who hasn't felt that? So this is what we're transmuting now. This huge leap into, you know, in the fifth dimension, nobody gets attacked. No one is ever attacked. You can be shown something, you can feel your way to something bigger and new and more exciting and more expansive. But no one is ever attacked. And the reason they know that is because they know they're eternal. So even if it were my contract to have somebody hit me over the head and kill me right now, I still am not being attacked. Because I go on. And I made the contract, right. So they wouldn't show me right now if my contract says I have 5 minutes left. They're not going to tell me that. But even if that were true, it's okay. I don't have to fight against it. There's nothing I have to fight against. There is nothing I need to fight. So what we're doing now is not forming an army to fight against these dark energies. We are literally shining the light and evaporating them within ourselves. Mm-hmm. And as we do it within ourselves, things get lighter around us. And the more of us do it, the lighter it gets. So that's my story. I managed to not make it too long, but it's really, I felt when this happened, oh, I get it. Everyone feels this. Everyone has this inner flinch. We called it the flinch. And I became so aware. I've seen it in other people. I have nothing but compassion when I see it in someone else. And I knew maybe there was something there for me, but I couldn't see it until they just, like, you know, put the mirror up and said, okay, we're going to poke you now and watch what happens. So I invite you all to walk the same path in your own way, in your own life, and look where your flinch is, because it can be healed. Right down to the most basic, the deepest conviction that you have to protect yourself, you have to be afraid, you have to be ready, you have to prepare, you have to have strategies and ways of dealing. It's a new day, and we really don't have to. We can really look out at the world, see what needs to be transmuted, get our shovel ready, and just go after it. So I welcome all of you to join me in celebrating this
joyful time
for me, too, that we really are doing it. Yes, Meg?
I just had a listener text me on the phone while you were talking, saying, oh, my gosh, Catherine's story is my story. I can't believe she's actually reading my whole life story, tears flowing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh.
I have a feeling this is, of course, all our story. Until it's not.
Until it's not. So
yes.
Look at us. We're all transmuting. And that person who just texted you is saying, okay, I'm going after it too. What?
Thank you, Catherine. That was so amazing to hear. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, I do hope it helps everyone, because we're all in this together. We really are. So at times it seems really hard, but as long as you know, this is our mission. This is our contract. We all agreed to this. We're not here by some accident. We all said, okay, I'm training for this. I'm training for thousands of years, hundreds of lifetimes, and now I'm here and I'm ready. We are prepared. We do have what it takes. So when I felt like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to wrestle this to the ground, and then I went, no, not that. No, just let it be. And then for about 24 hours, Sananda played. love. So that's how we get through it. Love. All you need is love. And we all have that in our hearts. We all have it. So I'm going to pass the talking stick to whoever wants to join in right now. If someone would like to be channeled, I will. I'll offer to do that, or I'm going to turn this over to Christine and Michael and see what they think should come next. None of this was, I mean, we kind of thought about this ahead of time, but it's never what we think it's going to be. So, how are you doing, Christine?
Yeah, well, I'm looking out across, and everybody's working hard. Thank you all. The minute the words hit you, everyone just dug in. It's incredible to see. It's like turning up the furnace. This is how we land the goodness. This is how we clear the decks. I feel Father's here. There's a lot of people when it comes through. A lot of masters here. All standing around, all of us, loving us, cheering us. Yeah, I think that's what Father's telling me is as well. So I think Tara, our dear Earth, would like to speak, and it's going to come through Catherine. You're feeling it right, Catherine?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pass the talking stick, and I'm really excited to hear what she has to say myself. And I just want to give her a personal message. I just want to thank you for what you've done for us. I don't know how you bear it. What I've been through in increasing amounts up through the last 2 days, being the height of it so far, it literally every second I want to stop what I'm doing. And then I reach down to you, and I feel you there, and I feel you've wanted to stop for a long time. But your devotion to the greater mission and your love for us and your promise, you choose that instead. And so all I've done is tried to mimic as best I could what you've chosen. And I can't thank you enough. But right along with that, I want to tell you I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my part. Anytime I was willing to look the other way rather than face something, I see that I contributed to all that we've all become. I see my part, and I'm so sorry. And I love you, and thank you for all you've shown me in these days. And as best I can, I will continue, and I will stay by your side as long as it's needed. Okay, I'm going to pass the talking stick now to our Tara. Oh, I think Catherine first. Here she is.
Hi, as Christine was talking, I felt Tara's tears of relief and comfort. And you know how it is when, like, if someone you really love dies and then a friend walks up and puts their arm around you, you burst into tears. That's what just happened with Tara as Christine was recognizing her service. She just burst into tears, which I felt. So she does want to speak to all of us, and she's thanking us for that, thanking Christine for acknowledging how hard it's been for her. So I'm going to let her speak now. Beloved family, my humankind, I do look upon you as my children. I nourish you and support you. I feed and clothe you as a mother would, as your earth mother, because we are here as Earth, all of us. It has been hard. It has been very long. As Christine said, I have felt at the end of my strength. But never did I want to quit. I have talked to the council many times. They come to me. I was given the option to stop this project some time ago, and it has been on the table for me every moment of every day. That if I felt I could not sustain, well, I will use the bare words. If I could not sustain the torture that was being inflicted on the surface of my body, that it would be my option to leave. And of course, that would have left the planet without a soul. Because if I made the choice to leave, those who have helped me have joined with me to to sponsor this project would have also either had to take over or leave with me. And I can tell you, as Christine has said many times in the past weeks, I cannot give up on this job because I would never ask anyone else to do it. I would not turn this job over to anyone knowingly. It has been too hard. Because you see, not only have I always felt your feelings, your pain, your struggles, and sent my love to you to support you. Sometimes you say, nature is supporting me. I feel the earth comforting me. Yes, beloved children, that was me. And in recent years, added to that joy of being able to nourish and sustain you was the load of toxic chemicals and energies and thoughts and feelings that were so dark and so painful. And I can tell you, when they drill with a drill into 5 miles into my body, I feel it just as you would. When they pour the toxic chemicals into my body, I feel it just as Christine has felt it. She coughs and she chokes and vomits and cries just as I have. And when you feel an earthquake, a tidal wave, it is because I was coughing and choking. I tried very hard stabilize myself. And eventually I cried out to the company of heaven to help me because I could not stay steady. I would have broken apart if they had not come. Our galactic friends, loved ones, friends in service came to hold me, literally, so that I wouldn't, well, you would call it flip on my axis. It would have been for me losing my grip. I didn't want to lose my grip. I didn't want to give up. And when I said to them, I cannot do it. I can't hold on. They came by the millions. And they helped us all. They came for all of us. And the relief and the gratitude I feel is just overwhelming. And it has been what sustained me. And then I felt all of you awakening. One by one, I saw your light growing. I saw you turning to me, sending you love. And every time you built your pillar of light, you would connect and anchor to my heart. And every single time you did that, it gave me strength and hope and joy. And I was able to continue, just as you have. I know how hard it's been for you. I know that you feel the same things I feel. You felt the angry energies around you, the murderous feelings the same ones that produce the toxic, the idea that it would be a good idea to put toxins into your earth. And now, those feelings, those ideas are being dissolved. You are helping me. We are the transmuting team, all of us. I was so touched as Christine spoke to all of you, recognizing your part in this. You see, we are all transmuters. And of course, I trained for this for thousands of lifetimes, just as you did. I am with you, always. I am the mother, sister, the body that nourishes and supports you. And I am joyful to feel you joining with me, joining with each other, gladly doing this work together. And when I tell you it's been hard, and I describe to you the feelings of hanging on by a thread, I never would complain. It is not a complaint. It is an acknowledgement, a recognition, a gratitude, really, that I can finally speak, that I can talk about this and know that it is truly behind us. And now when we speak of these things, it will not be in order to look into the darkness to see how deep it was, but it will be to embrace each other, to acknowledge each other, to recognize we know how hard it was. We know how hard we've worked. We know the fire in our hearts that has kept us going. And we did it out of love. Love for each other, love for mother and father. Love for those in our company of heaven who are our dear brothers and sisters. Love for everyone who's here on the planet. And yes, I'm still transmitting and transmuting. And Catherine is feeling what I'm feeling. She has been feeling it since I said I would come, for she has worked with me long lifetimes, long years. Sometimes I shake, and you feel it as turbulent weather. But always, always Mother and Father are holding us. Always. We know that we are moving through this, out of it. We are in the light, and we are together. I thank you for coming. I thank you for being here together. You know, when you feel the sun rising where you are, you know that I feel the sun always on my body. There is no rising and setting. It's always there with me. I feel that now. Mother and Father's love beaming on us, increasing the light with every moment. Every time we reach out, every time we reach within ourselves to bring something to the light, they give us more. The word dispensation doesn't really describe. It's not a mechanical thing. It is a blessing. It is grace. It is love. And I, Tara, am with you in gratitude and in joy, feeling this moment of being together with you with great expansiveness and, what can I? You see, I, being a planet, I always modulate, I always manage the feelings that we all feel. So excitement, I need to always show as pure joy. The pure joy of a flower blooming, the pure joy of a sunny day with Mother and Father's light warming you. That's how I feel now. Thank you for joining with me. Thank you for having me speak to you today. I am your Tara, and I love you more than words can say. Namaste, beloved ones.
Dear Mother Tara, I am so moved and grateful and so blessed by your words with us. Thank you.
Oh my, this is Catherine.
Oh, we understand. Lots of tears of release and gratitude and acknowledgement.
Yes. She released a whole lot of very deep feelings. Here you go.
It's Christine. I have a prayer that I, it's like a decree and a prayer in my little prayer book that for years I went out on the land and said to her, excuse me, and she's been telling me during the end of the message, go find it. I don't know where my little prayer book is. So she's saying she asked me to promise to put it in the next New Earth Times. So I will, and we will keep it there for a while. And she's showing me all the times that I went out and stood on the land or overlooked the cliffs over the sea. And with all my might, I said this prayer, this declaration, this was so straight from my heart, these beautiful words, and it's written anonymously. So it'll be in the New Earth Times, and it's from her. And I would go, and with all my voice, I would speak it day after day after day for years and years. So she invites you anytime to join with her. It's very special to her, and it includes the light workers in this beautiful piece of prose that our Mother Earth loves. So I'm going to say my goodbyes today, but I want you all to know I'm not stepping away from you. Go, team, go. And I promise you, you call out to us, to Michael, to me, and we are already there. I promise I see you. Now let's land these programs. I love you all, and I give you back to Catherine and Meg.
Oh, thank you.
I also want to reassure. Yeah, I'll just add, when Christine says, I see you, she really does. She has an eagle view of Earth, and she can follow the energies. So when I get an email and I say, oh, here's someone who wants to speak to us, she'll tell me what they're feeling and who they are and what's going on with them. So she really does see you. And I've said, how do you do that? She said, I follow the energy. So when we're on the call, she feels your energy, she follows it, and she can see you. Your energy, your feelings, your soul, who you are, what your job is, you know, what your part in all this is. So she really does see you. So that's not a metaphor. I feel you. I experience it differently. I feel people's energy and know them by their energy. But she literally can see you. So it's okay. You don't have to be dressed up for the call.
Trust me, I'm not.
Right. Trust me, we live in our jammies a lot of the time.
Thank you so much, Christine.
Yeah. All right, so Christine's going to go lie down and continue her transmuting. Thank you, Christine and Michael. Okay, Meg.
Goodness. Who's going to follow Tara? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
I'm so moved by her words. I just am speechless. Tears were flowing, and yeah, I'm so grateful for the light, because she could have come last year, and I don't think I would have been able to feel her so openly because of the new energies and the increase in Mother and Father's light and all the work that we're doing and our heart expansion. It felt so close. It felt so close, right under our feet. I'm so grateful that I could feel her that close. It was very special. And you know, I would be the first person to say it. When we make it so personal, it always has been personal, but sometimes there are certain things that clicks open the awareness of what already is. It's always been there. And I'm just so moved. It's funny how the things that I took for granted are now right there in front. All the more ways that I can work to love her, all the more ways I can be even more responsible than I already am as a citizen on her skin. I just want to go even farther with everything that I'm doing and reach even more. I know many people felt that as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you. We'll, like Christine, just with our full voice, just go for it. So, Tara, thank you so much for coming. It helps so much when we connect with you that way. And thank you, Catherine.
Yes. I felt her, well, they modulate for us, you know, when I channel it. If she had sent through all her energy, I wouldn't have been able to survive it. But she is so, at the same time, relieved, joyful, grateful, overcome with love, just reaching out to us with, there is not a shred of bitterness or anything but love in it, but recognizing, knowing that we're here on the surface and people are trying to kill her, and she knows, she just wanted to hang on. And so we are the center. You know, when they talk about how we are the center of a huge project, this is a big part of it. They all came to help Tara, too, so that we could all make it through. Wow.
Wow.
She showed me of her just being held with the energy and almost mechanisms of how they stabilized her and are sending love to her and to all of us. Those millions of ships around us are not just observing. They are really working hard too. So, wow. Thank you, Tara, for showing us that. Oh, my. Well, I feel Father and Sananda both here. And they want to finish the show with pouring love all over us. That's what they're showing me. They see we've all been working really hard, and they want to just love on us. And I'll let them speak. I feel Father first. I'm just going to let him come through.
Yes, welcome, Father. Welcome.
Beloved ones. Oh, yes, we feel your feelings so strongly. This show has brought things to the surface for you. Things you've never thought about so deeply that you've known, that you've walked around and wondered, how do I manage this? I tell you, my children, we are here. We are here to help you. We do not condemn anyone, not anyone. The darkest of the dark wandered into a pit and could not pull themselves out of it. We don't punish them. We don't condemn them. We encourage them to come forth, to leave it behind, to let the flame in their hearts ignite with love. And that is the process that will bring everyone through. Some it may take longer than others. We ask for your patience. When you focus on yourself, your own courage, your own light, you're welcoming what Catherine was describing, the idea that you truly can believe, you can know in your hearts that you cannot be attacked. You cannot be destroyed. You cannot be injured, because you, eternal, and we are eternally at your side. We will not allow anything now, anything, because you're paying attention to these things now. I want to say this very clearly to you. We will not allow anything that was not in your contract. If something is happening to you, it is because you requested it, or you agreed to it, or you required it, or you, in one form or another, asked us to present you with this. And when you can put your hand in mine, I acknowledge with you, yes, dear children, my child, you asked me that, you told me it would be all right. You wanted to experience a body. And you said, even if I fall down and skin my knee, it's okay. I want to know that I can put my hand in yours and you will always be there with me. And I said yes. Every time, no matter what, I am here, and I will be evermore, because us, that relationship, that feeling, that knowing inside you, us, is forever. We are one. I do know how you feel. I do know what your contract is, and I will not take that away from you. For you ask me to stand by you and not interfere. Even if it was hard for your mother and I, we watch you. Our hearts go out to you. If only we could ease your difficulties and take away your pain, kiss it and make it better, we would. But we promised you. We promised you we will hold you, we will comfort you, but we will not interfere. And you are proving yourself true to your promise. You are in joy, in triumph. You are glorious. And you are accomplishing something that when we began this, we knew would be nearly impossible. But when we join hearts in love, nothing could be impossible. And you are the living proof of that. I am your father, and I love you without end. And our dear Sananda is here. Meg, would you like to say hello to Sananda?
Dear Father.
Namaste. I am your father.
Oh, with tears, I say, thank you, Father. We feel you so close and welcome our beloved Sananda.
Hi, Meg. As I was coming.
Yes, hi, dear brother.
As I was coming to talk to you, Catherine said, could you please just tell a joke or something? I don't think I can cry anymore.
I know.
Oh, yes, we do laugh a lot. We have the feel amongst us here, and we call it the higher dimensions, but you are reaching every day. You're getting closer to us, and you're feeling we are very playful. We love to make jokes. We show Catherine and Christine whenever they hit a wall, as they have fairly frequently lately. We line up in front of them in our Temptations outfits, and we do a song for them. Or the Beach Boys, which Father particularly likes. So yes, we have jokes for you. We have hugs for you. We have kisses all over your face for you. We want to hold you. We want to feel your joy at being together, at being one. It is so exhilarating for us when we feel your presence so close, when we hear you calling to us in such an intimate and present way. You know, we've joked about this before, that we've been here all along, but nobody ever talked to us. Not the way you talk to us now. You talk to us knowing that we're listening. You know, it used to be people would say, oh dear Jesus, please hear my prayer. Well, believe me, we not only hear, we smile, we embrace you, we will do our Temptations imitation for you. We will do whatever makes you feel joy. Because now, of all times, we know that joy is the balm, is the rainbow that we all ride out into the light. We have so many images, you know, the cowgirl on her horse riding into the sunset. Well, as Tara said, the sun never sets. We are always here with you, always in the light. Mother and Father are sending their just honey buckets of love pouring down on you. And every molecule of dark feelings, every molecule of a dark thought that you transmute right now is replaced by a thousand of light. So you see, it works. It truly works. And we, right now, are building the path. I'm sending you images. Do you see them? I'm showing you. You know how Dorothy skipped along the yellow brick road? I'm showing you a pathway of golden light that is so wide you can't see the edges. It is so bright you can only laugh and feel joyful as you place your foot upon this fabulous path that we're creating together. And we are right here reaching out to you. And yes, I'm now showing you Michelangelo's beautiful painting on the Sistine Chapel where God reaches out his finger and Adam feels the spark. Well, Eve was right there too. It wasn't just Adam, of course. And God was not just Father God, it was Mother right there with her finger too. That's how we are now. We can touch you. We can feel you. We can hear you. Of course, we always saw you and heard you, but now you know. And oh, what a joy it is for us. What an exhilaration. What a fabulous ride. We join all of you in this golden light that is our new world, the one we created together, the one we are creating moment by moment, filling in the details, creating the elements that will bring all of us great joy. It is a canvas that we paint together. I love all of you so deeply. I'm here with you. I am your Sananda. I am your brother Sananda. I love you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sananda.
Nobody's doing this alone. That old thing about thinking that this works.
Right.
Is
impossible.
Impossible.
First of all, we
just
couldn't
like
do
Christine
it alone.
Said, reach for terror, reach for mother and father, and Sananda is in the whole company. Right here. All the time.
Just hold out your finger. You can feel them.
Yes.
I've got that. She does this all the time. She puts her hand up and she has her finger out and she's mother and father grab her finger all the time. She does that gesture all the time. Whenever she needs to feel them, she goes, okay, grab me, here I am, and they grab hold of her finger. And I grab hold of her tail feathers. And from below, Sanat comes and grabs her ankles.
All the time.
Because he's helping Tara, too. So now we're all helping Tara. Hooray. Hallelujah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And So this is why they had me choose this song, which I love. And yeah, send us out, Meg.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then I'll play our song.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Mother and Father, for your eternal love, guiding us, for touching our fingers, for sending us buckets of love. Thank you, Christine and Michael. Thank you, Catherine and Sananda. Thank you, transmuting teams and light bearers across the globe. Thank you so much. We are so together. We are sorry. We ask for your forgiveness. Thank you, Tara. We love you. And we'll see you all. Special thanks for all the people who are sending donations, extra kisses, like Sananda said, all over your face. You keep us going. Thank you. And we'll see you all next Sunday, 2 o'clock, unless you hear from us different.
No, actually, we're going to make it Saturday, because next week, Thursday and Sunday is Sheldon's presentation, which we all want to attend. So, yeah, it's in the newsletter.
P-A-O.
Or you can Google P-A-O. So it'll be in the newsletter again, but heads up, our show next week will be Saturday. So we'll all be free on Sunday to listen to Sheldon.
Wonderful.
So happy week, everybody. So long till next Saturday. But
wonderful.
You know,
bye, everybody.
You know. We can talk. Okay, here it comes.
All right.